The situation in Ramadi is deeply worrying. What we've seen is that since ISIL has been expelled from the city and the government has regained control, reports are indicating that huge parts of the city are contaminated and infested with complex IEDs and booby traps. These are spread throughout public buildings, and very worryingly, they're spread throughout private homes. The problem is so big that although the Iraqi forces are trying to extract them, they just don't have enough capacity to do this quickly enough. And the reason that we've come out to express our worry is that at the rate the process is going, it could take up to 9 months before the town is cleared. Now, some people are very anxious to go back, and they're going back and are being killed as they themselves are either trying to extract the IEDs or because they go into homes and buildings that are booby-trapped. And so what we're saying is, please, nobody go back until the areas are cleared. And at the same time, we're trying to mobilize international resources and international capacities that can come in and augment what the Iraqis are doing.
So what is it that the UNDP would like to see happen next?
I think that a really important first step will be to mobilize funding. And we're looking for $15 million. That's what we calculate it will take in order to remove most of the complex IEDs. Mobilizing that funding and then immediately seeking either a private company or an NGO who has the capability to clear complex IEDs to come and do that work. We have been seeking urgently international funding, and we do have some positive indications, but until the money is here, there's not much more we can do. But the problem is just so big that really, there's no other way than augmenting Iraqi capacities with international help if the problem's going to get solved.
Now, the United Nations has a demining program, which also looks into IEDs. Are they taking part in these efforts?
The UNMAS, United Nations Mine Action Service, has been very involved in this discussion. And they are also looking at playing an important coordinating role in trying to mobilize support. So UNMAS is involved, and they're providing good, strong leadership on this issue.
Now, is the situation in Ramadi unusual?
No. In fact, this is a really important point you're raising. It's not unusual. What we're seeing is that areas that are liberated from ISIL are contaminated and infected. Now, ISIL is booby-trapping these towns. What's happening in Ramadi is happening in lots of other locations as well. Now, the degree of booby-trapping in Ramadi is unprecedented. We haven't seen that degree in other locations. But everywhere that ISIL has left, the problem is there.